It is time for Kaleidoscope, and the fourth Tuesday of the month means we get to talk with Windham Area Health. John Pearl is with us this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. We appreciate you taking time out, and boy, we might as well jump right in. There's a lot going on at the hospital.
Yes, it's an extremely busy time of year, especially for me and my coworkers in the finance department. April is the last month of our fiscal year, so we only have about 3 days left in our fiscal year. So we did review the operating results through March and then gave a heads up on activity, how April was looking. Just kind of a quick hit on year-to-date activity. We're showing about a $146,000 income from operation. Our budget was $62,000, so we're about twice as much as where we thought we'd be, so happy about that.
That's a good way to end the year.
Yeah, and so I was worried about April because our February and March were down a little bit, and you always want to finish strong, right?
Yeah, sure.
So April's been very good. It'll be actually one of our better months of the year, so I absolutely anticipate adding to that bottom line I just shared. And that's just the operating income. We do invest reserves and those types of things, so we do have investment income as well. But very happy with how the year is going. I always share with everybody when we have the discussion is the medical building opened up last June, and so you just don't know. I mean,
right.
You plan, you do the math, you figure things out, and but until it's open and running, you're not sure. So very pleased, you know, almost finishing the first year with that space. So that's exciting.
And is it finishing? Does it look like it's finishing kind of where it was predicted or expected, or did it
the overall project?
Yeah, did it overachieve, or are you a little behind, or what do you think?
We are very happy with the building and the structure, so that part is fantastic. We actually have our 1 year review, and there's just a few minor things that have been addressed or need to be addressed, so we'll be signing off on the project. So we feel good about the building. It came in under budget. You know, we talked about that in the past. We're happy with it. Very happy. We have Sanford Health leasing that first floor for clinical space. We have the second floor, of course, for our specialty providers. And that fourth floor is really generating a lot of activity, mainly with the fitness center right now. So very happy with where it's at. And we budgeted, we did budget a profit, but we were struggling with how much is that profit going to be, you know, back at the budget cycle for last year, just because of that unknown.
And it goes back to that. You just don't know until, and really, even 11 months isn't enough to get a real feeling of what's going to happen.
I think that's true. You know, the business is ever changing. So when we talk about bringing in additional specialties or, you know, adding providers, those types of things are going to play into it. For example, we had a very successful, very short run with a urologist last year. That individual chose to work in two different places, try it out, and see where he was going to move his family. Unfortunately, we weren't chosen in that scenario, but what we learned and obviously had an idea of is the need for urology services is extremely strong in Windham and the surrounding community. So we have a very strong lead on another provider. It would be contracted to come in and starting out, you know, a couple of days a month, make sure we can service that need. And they'll be on that second floor more than likely, possibly out in outreach. You know, I don't know if that's completely been decided yet, but being able to have the space, you know, to house those providers, which is the big reason the building was built, right? So we're a growing business in the community. Healthcare, we learned long ago that if you just try to maintain It gets to be very difficult because the forces coming at you are so strong. So you really have to grow even the smaller community hospitals. And, you know, our plan that we, you know, mapped out a strategic plan a few years ago now, and it's really fun to see some of those bullet points hitting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And we've talked a lot about that. Nothing stays the same. You either grow or you shrink.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Exactly. Exactly.
And with some of the other area hospitals and things seem to be shrinking. So for Wyndham's facility to be growing like it is, it's just one more feather in the cap too.
Yeah, and we're having some, I'll say some luck for us, some good opportunities that are happening. Last night at the city or at the board meeting, the board also approved to rent some clinic space in Fairmont. Fairmont has been a little bit depressed for healthcare services. Mayo has a presence in Fairmont, and they've been pulling back a lot of those services. We've been in communication with the Fairmont community, seeing if it can be a win-win. So number one, when people say Fairmont, what are you doing in Fairmont?
Right.
I really caution and let people understand that it's all about, you know, serving the community. That's what we're here for, you know, healthcare. But it's also to make Wyndham stronger. So the services that we're talking about bringing to Wyndham are specialty services that we have here where we employ the providers. So for example, we have two employed surgeons, and ironically, they both came from Fairmont a year ago and a year and a half ago. So they're familiar with the community, so they'll have some clinic time there. Our OBGYN, also employed here, OB services, they stop delivering babies in Fairmont, and they don't really have access to gynecology services unless they travel to Mankato or Rochester, something like that. And then I talked about urology. We do have a nurse practitioner that practices in the urology field. She's fantastic. She's great for that initial appointment. But unfortunately, we have to, not unfortunately for the patient, but for our business, when she sends that person to a urologist, you know, that essentially leaves the Wyndham fold. And so, hence, that's why, you know, looking to add that urologist as well. So we're excited about that because that venture will certainly make Wyndham stronger as well.
Now, is that going to happen quickly?
Pretty quick. It'll be the fall this
okay.
year. Yep. And just those clinical services. So starting out, it's not going to be anything too fancy. You know, obviously, we hope as a business that some of those procedures or the bigger things, you know, they'll choose to come back to Wyndham. And we think we have a good reputation. I mean, if you give high-quality services and you're showing that you're caring about the patient, you're going to earn that business. And so part of it's like you don't have to go to Mankato. You know, you can come to Wyndham as well for those services.
Definitely. So. That's exciting.
Yeah, so that's a big part of next year's budget. So a couple of weeks ago, the board approved the 2027 operating budget that starts May 1st, so just in a few days. And the city approved it at their city council meeting last week. We did just a quick summary on that. We're looking for continued growth. We're expecting charges or volume activity to overall increase between 12 and 15%, which is fantastic growth.
That's great.
And that's what we've experienced this year. So we know that if you're bringing in these providers and you're adding this additional expense, you really have to have a good plan and make sure you're getting those volumes and you're serving those needs as you budget. So we actually have a break-even budget. So some people look at that and say, well, you're kind of a chicken, huh? There's no a positive. But that's really how it worked out. We originally had a small profit that was budgeted. budget into there, and we thought with our budget being so large, it just didn't make sense. So we're hoping to break even. Now, when I say that, that is on the income statement. So it's on that really the year side of the business. But as I've shared in the past, it's the balance sheet that's the most important. That's the one that has your assets and your liabilities, right, and then shows your equity. So we actually, in the last year, we grew our equity by about $1.5 million. So that's what's important. So it's not always what you see on that yearly budget or that income statement. It's how does your assets and liabilities, you know, map out. So,
sure.
Yeah. So I say that very strong position for the facility. And, you know, we'll get that confirmed here this summer as we work through our audit. So,
yeah. Woohoo!
Yeah,
something
excited
to look
about
forward
that.
To.
Well, finance folks love that. Yeah. So we'll enjoy it.
I don't know. I'm impressed that you are excited about it. Is there anything else we need to mention today?
Well, just maybe a couple of activities. Well, the week of May 11th is National Hospital Week, so we'll honor and celebrate our employees all week with fun activities and prizes and games and those types of things. And then I know in June, I believe it's the 16th, our foundation has a golf event, a fundraiser there. So with the rain and the greening of the grasses,
yes,
you know, we're heading into that season. So those are just the big items.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a busy summer for sure.
Yes.
All right. John, thank you for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
That will do it for our Windamaria Health Update on Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.